Item number one from the Chief Judge, providing a presentation on the Milwaukee County Veterans Treatment Court Initiative. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
We are joined by Chief Judge Jeffrey Kermers and our District Attorney John Chisholm. And gentlemen, you probably are aware that what I like to do is that our first item on this agenda is something positive, something that we can brag about, something that we can celebrate. And so I thank you for being here to let us know what's going on in this very important initiative. So, gentlemen, the floor is yours.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Sometimes being a leader just requires knowing that you should get out of the way and let people who want to do something that will better the system. And that's pretty much what I did with respect to this Veterans Treatment Initiative. And so I want to recognize, really, and you have the report that was actually prepared by, I believe, J.C. Moore, who's an assistant public defender, who's also here in the room today, and Jeff Altenberg, and was prepared for the Bar Association's magazine and gave a report on the history of the Veterans Treatment Initiative. And that's what I provided to you. I'm going to let John speak, and if you have questions, I'll be happy to respond. But I'm very happy to have supported this and look forward to a lot of good assistance to our veterans who get caught up in the criminal justice system.
Yeah. Well, thank you, Chairman, and to members of the committee. This is an important continuation of a process. We actually went out to Buffalo, New York with a team from the county and actually from the state with the Veterans Administration, and we were able to observe firsthand one of the nation's first veterans treatment courts, and it was an extremely impressive system that they had put in place. And the premise behind it is really fundamental, and that is that we ask primarily young men and women from our communities to engage in public service that exposes them oftentimes, particularly in the last 10 years, to significant amounts of stress and trauma. As a consequence of that, I think it's well documented in recent news reports, you see that there have been more veterans who have committed suicide in the last year than have been lost in combat. And I think we have an obligation as a community, we have an obligation as citizens to do all we can to address those issues that are related to trauma that's occurring when these young people are giving service to the country. We recognize as well that there has to be accountability, and that those individuals that are coming back to our community who are suffering with these issues still have to be held accountable. Nobody disputes that, but we also want to provide them resources. I also have to echo that really the driving force of a person that has committed an enormous amount of personal time is from the Public Defender's Office. It's J.C. Moore. We know him as J.C. His troops know him as Colonel. And so that's an important part of his advocacy, is he understands the circumstances that the young people that have served this country experience as they try to transition back to this community. So we want to do this in a responsible way. We've had tremendous support from the community and from the Veterans Administration, from the legal community, from you yourselves, and from the courts. And we're committed to doing this. We've already, since inaugurating the Veterans Treatment Court, processed 30 individuals through the Drug Treatment Court. And part of our responsibility is to track those closely and to examine other areas that we might be able to expand this in a reasonable, accountable way, and making sure that we're doing all we can to return these individuals to protective lives of service. People who have already demonstrated that they can conform their behavior and provide tremendous service, I believe that we have an obligation to do all we can to return them to that to that high level of standard. So I deeply appreciate the opportunity to address the supervisors and just ask for your continued support. And in return, we'll provide you with updates on a regular basis and tell you how this is progressing in conjunction with our other initiatives to keep this community safe and do it in a way that's cost effective.
Questions from committee? First of all, Colonel Moore, is he where?
Colonel,
thank you for all of your insight and work and for bringing to here Milwaukee, so Milwaukee County. So thank you. Anybody else from your team in the audience?
No, unfortunately, they couldn't attend, so I appreciate the opportunity.
Great. Welcome, and thank you again. Chief Judge Kremers, I know that when I went up to the kind of the initiation, the introduction, and Judge Glenn Yamahiro was the judge that you assigned to, in essence, this court. Will Judge Yamahiro continue to be in that capacity for a while, or how will that work? I know you got rotations coming up.
Are you a plant for someone? this is the time of the year, Supervisor, when all the judges who have to rotate submit their choices
oh, really?
Of where they want to go, and then I have to choose where to send them, and this is the time of the year that I get lobbied heavily by a variety of people, so I didn't know if you were lobbying.
Jeff, I'm not that smart.
Drug treatment court assignment, which is where Judge Yamahiro is a very intensive assignment, and I don't want to make any announcements at this point as to what's going to happen with that assignment. If there's a change, it'll be effective August 1st, but
right.
With all respect, I'd be happy to talk to you privately about it, but at this point, I need to keep things
Listen, I'm not looking to get you in trouble.
Longer.
I was just curious. I know that Judge Yamahiro was, in essence, the presiding judge, and I realized
yes.
I wasn't sure how long he was going to be in that capacity. So
he'll have been in there 2 years, and generally speaking, that's as long as we've kept somebody in that assignment. So
okay.
I just have to make some decisions about how things will work out.
Thank
a lot
you.
Depends on who else might want it.
No, I don't have a question, Mr. Chairman, but I just want to acknowledge that Supervisors Wyshawn and Broderick are veterans, and Supervisor Schmidt, are you a veteran? And
veteran in marriage.
If they wanted to offer anything, I 40 years. I just want to acknowledge that they are veterans, and I appreciate their service.
Thank you. Okay, well, if not... Chief Judge Kremers, District Attorney Chisholm, thank you for coming. Thank you, Colonel Moore, and continued good luck with everything. And maybe another year or so, we'll have you back for an update.
Thank you very much.
Very good.
Mr. Chairman, I only have one other item on your agenda today. Unfortunately,
okay.
It's sort of at the end. It's a capital budget.
Oh, you know what? And I'm glad that you corralled me on that.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but...
Did somebody lobby you?
yes.
I'm not seeing it. But
16.
I think it's 16.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, 16. Yes. That is, and Judge Kremers, I appreciate you doing that because, yes, I want to try to save some time. We're also going to, okay, so anyways, Janelle, if I could ask you to read item number